It's a sideline view. Gold, Central Victoria. Robbo here this afternoon. You know, one thing that irritates me is when people gloat. I'm sitting in my studio here looking out through double-paned glass at what is a gorgeous day out there. Now, it is a very comfortable studio, but I wish I was outside in the sun. And then, lo and behold, I get a couple of photos of Lake Wendouree, a beautiful day, and Shane Stevens out on the water, dangling a line. And I tell you, I could just about feel the gloat that came through with those photos. Shane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Robbo. Yeah, apologies for the for sending you the photos. They look magnificent, and I thought I'd just set the scene to do, show you where I was at and what we're up to this afternoon.
Oh, so, well, half your luck, mate. Half your luck. It looks absolutely gorgeous. So, first up, though, tell us what are you, you've obviously got a line out there. What are you after? What are you looking to catch?
Look, I've just come up here this afternoon with my son, Max. We're just up here. We've actually just bought a little Hobie, it's called. It's like a kayak, but it's a foot-propelled kayak, you could say. Very, very popular nowadays. And so I thought we'd come up here, we'd give that a bit of a run, and we might pop a mud-eye, which is a dragonfly larvae, out underneath the bubble float, and hopefully catch a trout.
And what do you reckon about them, mate? They good fun?
Look, they are, and they're very, very popular. They've certainly hit the scene over the last 10, 15 years, and you'll see lots and lots of reservoirs and lakes that anglers are, and they're out in the sea as well, that people are using Hobies nowadays. And you don't have to have as much room as for a boat at home. And also, they're a lot easier to transport. You can just pop them on your roof rack of your car. Mm. But very, very popular. And also, they can be used in a lot of our waterways where you're not allowed to use boats.
Tell me, what are conditions like there? I mean, I know it's a beautiful day and that, but is it good for what you're trying to catch?
Not really. Not over here in Ballarat. Certainly, a lot of our waters around the Ballarat area are very shallow by nature. So trout don't really like bright, sunny weather. They're swimming around out there at the moment. So it's not really conducive to trout. On the other hand, for the other anglers that are around central Victoria fishing a lot of our lakes, it's certainly a good day, especially in the deeper lakes. So it's only just a bit of a look-see today for me, Robbo. But yeah. Just being out here.
Now, the Golden Tag Comp, what's the latest on that? How's that coming along?
Yeah, look, I filled Mark in last weekend there was a fish caught down in Lake Central, which was number 133, but now we're up to 135, which was a lovely Murray cod, and that was caught from Lake Ngambie by one very lucky angler, Alicia from Narre Warren in Melbourne. She caught a 58-centimetre Murray cod, and she's now got $2,000 extra in her pocket just for catching a fish. So as well as being outside enjoying the great outdoors, she's actually landed herself $2,000 as well. So, and that's just an initiative which most of our listeners would know, that has been running for the last couple of years by Victorian Fishing Authority. Initially, it started off to promote fishing to get people back into the areas where bushfires ravaged Gippsland and North East Victoria. And then we had COVID. Struck us down, so then they released tag fish throughout Victorian waterways, and those fish were at values of worth $2,000 or $10,000. There has been some $10,000 fish caught around central Victoria, and there's still some of those fish lying in our waterways, so you never know, you could just head out there and dangle a line and catch a fish, but also you could catch one of those tag fish as well, so, and you never know, $2,000 or $10,000, whatever it is, it's a bonus, I would suggest.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I was a bit worried when you said you wanted to talk to me about fish stockings, and I thought, well, you know, fishnet stockings, you do what you want to in your own time, Shane, but then I realised about, yeah, stocking up fish in certain lakes, etc. Whew, that was a relief.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of program we've got, but yeah, well, I think we've got a fishing program, not a fish stocking program, I should have clarified that with you, but hey, we've all got to have a sense of humour when it comes to this sort of thing. So yeah, look, Fisheries Victoria, so we pay an annual angling licence fee, and from that angling licence fee, Fisheries produce fish to be stocked into our waterway. So during the winter months, they stock up our lakes and rivers for trout. But in the warmer months, they stock up all our lakes and rivers for those ones with native species. So we've got Murray cod, yellow belly, and silver perch. So, and that's been going great guns over the last, since Christmas. Fisheries have a plan of stocking 10 million fish into our waterways by April. Now, they're up around 6 to 7 million fish so far, so they're nearly there. They're knocking on the door with the target they've set for themselves. But we, as the anglers, are certainly the recipients of their stocking program. So some of the waters that have been stocked around the central Victorian region are the Campaspe River at Rochester with 41,000 Murray cod, Lake Eppalock, 81,000 Murray cod, Lake Earldon, 116,000 yellow belly, Upper Coleman Reservoir, 20,000 cod, Lauriston Reservoir, 15,000 cod. Now, these stockings will continue until they reach their target, which is in April. So there'll be a lot more stockings happening in our local waters. And all those stockings can be found on the Victorian Fishing Authority's website, which is vfa.vic.gov.au, and you can find out a whole host of information apart, not just the fish stockings, but also the Golden Tag competition and something else that's coming up in a couple of weeks, which is the Codference. Now, Codference is held every year, and it's all about Murray cod, and that's this year's going to be held at Shepparton. It's a free event, but you must register for the conference. And years ago, we nearly fished them out. So there's a lot of work, a lot of time and effort. And part of the stocking programs that the VFA are doing is to replenish the fish stocks we do have. Our keynote speakers, which is one being Thomas Perter. He's an excellent Murray cod angler. He's won the Lake Mull Wilder Classic a couple of times. Fantastic day.
Yep.
So that's on the 27th of February. So just hop onto the VFA website and you can book your free ticket to go to the conference.
Lovely. Now, just before you leave us, mate, just very quickly, any hot spots to point out?
Yeah, certainly. Redfin are on the menu. And Robbo, I don't know whether you've eaten a redfin before, but they are the bomb. They are the best thing going around. And I'm having redfin for tea myself tonight. certainly anglers around central Victoria, head out to either later this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning before it gets too warm to Tullaroop Reservoir. And if you're going to go to Tullaroop, you need to use ice jigs, bobbers, yabbies or soft plastics. Or you could go to Cantarran. Yellow belly have been getting caught there on lures, yabbies and worms. Now, the secret to catching the yellow belly at Cantarran, just to make sure your bait keeps moving. So just jig it up and down slowly. And another place where the redfin are being caught at the moment is Pikes Reservoir, which is about 30 minutes from Ballarat. They're being caught on plastics, lures, worms and yabbies as well. So certainly a great weekend. It's going to be nice and warm tomorrow as well. Certainly head out there. Enjoy your fishing. You never know, you could catch one of those golden tag fish and earn yourself $2,000 or $10,000, but you'll just be out there enjoying what you do and your pastime of fishing.
Yeah, good on you, Shane. Listen, thanks for joining us on the Sideline View.